Right now, we're going to take a minute. It's Kindergarten Here I Come Day today at Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, where our studios are located. And one organization that you might not know much about, but that I think is appropriate for you to know about, especially if you are a teacher or a principal, is a group called the Education Partnership. And their executive director is here and a good friend of SLB, Josh Whiteside. Hey, Josh.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm great. Tell us about the Education Partnership and how it works.
Sure. The Education Partnership is a local nonprofit organization, and our mission is to provide school supplies to students in low-income schools all throughout the area.
And it's kind of, once you are registered to participate as a teacher with your principals, go ahead. You go to the Education Partnership and you get a shopping cart and you shop just like you would at a store, with one exception, right? The checkout line doesn't really exist. Everything is free, free, free.
That's exactly right. It's kind of like if IKEA and Aldi had a child. That's what our shopping center looks like.
Yes, so the recessive gene would be the free sample gene in each location. And the two recessive free sample genes would step forward and create this hybrid that doesn't really fit the capitalistic model. but actually, what happens is there's a lot of bulk supplies, right, that folks buy and they no longer need, or maybe a company makes eggshell notebook paper instead of white notebook paper, you can put it to good use?
That is exactly right. So we procure all of your basic school supplies, so pencils, pens, notebooks, crayons, markers, folders, but also some school supplies that you might not think of at first thought, such as furniture, clothing, hygiene, sanitary items, seasonal items, decor for the classroom. So this year we'll support 4,000 teachers throughout the region, and we will help put in their classroom about $5 million worth of goods.
That's incredible. Now, if you're listening, first of all, is there any geographic restriction, because we have listeners throughout, quite a large distance beyond Allegheny County?
So right now we're in the 7 contiguous counties surrounding Allegheny County. That being said, we don't discriminate against partner schools. The main criteria is that 70% of your student body or greater has to be on the free or reduced lunch program, and you have to apply. We find that the biggest barrier to using us is teachers' willingness to drive. And right now, we've expanded. We have teachers coming from about an hour and a half away. And we make sure it's worth their while when they get there. On average, a teacher leaves our building with about $500 worth of school supplies.
That's amazing. So you can leverage your time. You're located on the West End, right?
That's Pittsburgh. Right. If you're familiar with the Corliss Street Tunnel, we are right off of West Carson Street over the river.
So it's not hard to find. And you can go to the Education Partners website, which is simply actually the Education Partnership, their website, which is theeducationpartnership.org. And I really encourage you, if you know a teacher in Allegheny County or the county surrounding Allegheny County that is buying his or her own school supplies, that maybe comments to you how they wish that they had supplies to provide to students who do not have them. This is really a well-kept secret, the Education Partnership, and you can get involved and get things for your kids. And I'd like you to make sure you tell somebody that you know, in the event you're not a teacher yourself. And that's all there is to it. It's a really simple process, and it's a beautiful space to take a look at.
Well, thank you so much for that, Larry. We would love to have as many friends as we can in our building. We're the best-kept 10-year-old secret in the city.
Thanks, Josh. Take care. Oh, what are you doing here today?
Oh, today for Kindergarten Here I Come, we are providing our school power tool kits for any child who comes and visits us. We think it's right along in our mission.
Circular saw, drills.
No. We call pencils power tools.
Okay,
they
I'll,
are the
I'll
power tools of the classroom.
Absolutely. I
so we're providing anyone that visits us today with a school tools kit. It's a folder, notebook, pencils, crayons, pencil carrier, glue stick. Everything that that kindergartner is going to need to feel equipped for day one of school.
Many adults tell me that the eraser is one of the most powerful tools known to man. So
very true.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Larry.
Look for Josh Whiteside at the Education Partnership table here at the Children's Museum. And go to the educationpartnership.org website for additional details. We'll talk with some more folks that are here for kindergarten. Here I come day throughout the day.